Hello and welcome to the Church of the Believers radio broadcast, making the biblical text meaningful to life. A 45-minute program from the Church of the Believers with headquarters in Imatari, ST. You will today listen to the Reverend Dr. Ara Zarubo Liberty preach from the text Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 to 2, and the theme, See What Song Does. The choir will do for us the same hymn, and after that, Dr. Liberty will bring you today's message. Please invite someone to listen.
Yeah. what my brother is doing, even though he's not here, but I'm here. God bless you with a piece of property. I think I will just give him some and he can build the church there and be able to buy the land in the future. And he didn't even dare get the land, but he put hand in his own pocket and his wife, and they were there to build a church. Praise the Lord. So you see, family tree is something very strong. Praise the Lord. And I want to praise him. And Jesus is right over there. You know, one thing I promise all my family members, I promise not to take them from their churches. I don't do that. When you are serving in a church and you're serving there, be there. I can't take you up because you're my brother or because you're my sister or because you... No, I can't do that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But he's working with Church of Christ. And right now, he's leading the prayer team in that whole denomination. And he's doing a great job there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And all of you, thank you so much, choir. The whole week here, you've been working very, very hard. And those that have come is elders from the Headwaters Church, pastor here, Pastor Reed. And not forgetting our field superintendent, Pastor Gay, who have been here the whole while. All right. So thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. Now let's get back now to what we're here for. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to turn with me in Exodus chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. And I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible, the one that was translated in 1984. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider, he has hurried into the sea. The Lord, my strength and my song, he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army, he has hurried into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majesty in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you drew down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The sucking waters stood firm like a wheel, like a wall. The deep waters gangled in the heart of the sea. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In fact, I'm reading this whole thing because I was selected for the text that I'm going to use, only verse 1 and 2. And the topic of discussion for this conference is See What Song Does. That's the topic here. But here's what I want to do today for your closing. When I listened to the choir, why they were singing, I mean, they explained everything in their song, what song does. So the pastor finished, the choir finished preaching the whole sermon. Hallelujah. But here, what I want to do for you and those in radio land, that I'm going to first of all give you the origin of song, because you need to know that before you will know what song does. And then I will come back to actually what song does because it has a beginning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will go to the beginning and talk about a few things there, and then we'll come to when what song can do in the midst of the believer. So those are the two things we'll look at. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The first thing I want us to look at is the origin, the beginning of song. The song we sing day by day. What I want to share with you, if you are not in my class or you are visiting with us today, song that we sing today The one that mentioned in scripture started in the household of King. You know King?
Mm-hmm.
You know King, right?
Yeah.
King was a man who killed his brother, Abel.
Yeah. Anyway, we pronounce it in Liberia, Abel. But I told you to pronounce it as Abel.
Yeah. All right. King was the one that killed his brother, Abel. Because God accepted his brother's sacrifice and his was not. So the issue of family fight is not new. You get that?
Yeah.
It's not new. In the household of Adam and Eve, we got two lines. When Abel was killed, God blessed Adam and his wife again, and another child was born, and this young man was called Seth.
We don't want to go into the meaning of his name and what happened. That is not what I want to do. I just want to give you exactly the origin.
So we have two lines. We got two major family lines from the household of who? Adam. Are you there?
Yeah.
Very good. Two family lines. Now, we all know many of us think that God did not bless Cain because he killed his brother. That's not a true statement. That's not a true statement. God blessed Cain's life. But the problem he had is Cain refused to repent in many things. The same way, if you have a problem in the household of Seth, God will punish, but that household quit on repenting. But the song we sing, take Genesis chapter 4, verse 20 to 21. Write it down. The mention of song in the Bible, God bless the household of Cain with sinking. Give them the scales. Cain, your household. Cain, it was from the descendant of Cain, but a man by the name of Lamech. Now, Lamech, for those of you who are scholars, we have two in the Bible. We have one Lamech from the household, from the family line of Cain. Then we have another Lamech from the family line of Seth.
So you know something happened in the family, right?
Yeah.
I got a name, okay? But I think we got about more than 5 or 10 or I don't know, maybe 15 of those names from the giving. The other one might say, okay, you did. So, you know.
But that happened in the household of Seth. There was another Lamech. But it's not that Lamech. But that Lamech from the household of King.
And in fact, that Lamech once got some little issue too. He was the first man to have two wives.
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So, from that household, one of his sons, by the name of Jubal. Jubal was the one that God blessed with the skill, with the gift of singing and playing harps and teaching people. That's the whole house. Same thing you do today. The origin of it starts from the household of Cain.
The descendant of Cain.
Yeah.
So from that household, song began to spread all over the world. Song is a good thing and it's also a bad thing. But we'll get to that later on. So from that household, we then hear about song was in place already, the Hebrew sign men and women, but the one the scripture mentioned is what I'm talking about. We didn't hear anything about song again until when? Until when Jacob got married. When Jacob got married, they had a party. But in that party, he had some of the issue there. Jacob.
And we love that man. Jacob is a great man, right?
Yeah.
We call him Israel. He's a man that God said, I will change your name.
But Jacob married, he had one wedding, and he got 4 wives.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The woman that he went to marry, and he made arrangement with the father. And he said, I loved it, and he served for 7 years. Scary. Today, what you do? You see the woman in the street right away, you match her against the water bottle right there.
Yeah.
So I turned that leper away.
Wow.
No family there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But 7 years, that young man served. And while he was serving, he didn't touch this girl.
Yeah, that's the thing we do.
7 years, he was serving this girl, he didn't touch her. Until after the 7 years, then the father came.
Now I will give your wife. He got it. He called all the town people and had a party. You know what he did? Put Jacob in the room. That was a culture. Put cloth on his face. He can't see. Put her in the dagger. And then he took the beast sister and put her in the house. When they broke that, you know guys, oh! Leah, what are you doing here? He said, oh, but I'm your wife.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Jacob got so mad, and he said, "Man, Levan, why must you fool me?" You know, Jacob was dressed up, so somebody got to trace him too.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah.
When you trace somebody, somebody will trace you too.
Yeah.
So the old man said, "My son, in our culture, my first daughter must marry before the second.
Okay.
So if you love her." After your honeymoon,
yeah.
Then if you love this Rachel, I will give her to you.
That one wedding.
Yeah.
Two wives.
Yeah.
Let me just leave that, okay?
Let's just hold on to that.
Yeah.
Because all the handmaid and things that were with them, Jacob had all of them. So he had one wedding, four wives.
Hallelujah.
But here's what I'm talking about. When Jacob served his father for many years, and then to go home, he ran away from the father-in-law. He took his family.
Then the father-in-law came home and found out all his children gone. He chased that young man with bad intention. But when he was getting closer to him, then the God of Jacob spoke to him.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you have a God, he can speak.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody might have something I think number one in your hand. And he got you closer to you. When your God is there, you're going to drop in that person.
Yeah.
See, yeah. He was sleeping, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his father God said, be careful now. The way you're going and moving the dead here, don't do any harm to that young man.
Mm.
Don't do any harm to him. He got out in the morning. He was afraid when he got there. You know what he said? That was the second time song was mentioned in Scripture.
In Genesis 31, 27, 29. The party
in Genesis 29. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then he got there. He said, but why you behave to me like that? You're supposed to tell me that you wanted to come, go home because a man can't leave your fellow man home forever.
Yeah.
You're supposed to tell me, then I will kiss my children. And I will have party and we'll sing to the glory of God. We will sing songs for my children's departure. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The second time, right?
Yeah.
That does not mean there was no song at the time, but the one mentioned in Scripture, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We didn't get to hear anything about it again, about song until when?
Until after many years, when God sent Moses to Egypt to free his people from Egypt. When they got there, and Pharaoh's army followed them, and when they got to the Red Sea, and God performed miracles. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So now when I talk like that, I mean, I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
You see? Because what God can do, no man can do it.
Yeah.
No man can do it.
Yeah.
And so, when they crossed, then the Egyptian army left in the water, they got drowned. And when they crawled, then Moses visited and took the tamarind, Miriam. She started sinking. You found that in Exodus 15, what I read just now. She said, God, you saved us. We will forever praise you. We will forever honor you. You are our God. You are our deliverer. You are our king. You are the king of it.
Hallelujah. I don't know whether we can praise God. That woman was sinking and everybody followed and started sinking.
We didn't hear anything about song again.
Uh-huh.
Not that they were not sinking though.
Yeah.
Until the time of the tabernacle.
Uh-huh.
But when the time of the tabernacle came, we didn't hear anything about song. What we heard in the tabernacle after Moses finished building the tabernacle and then appointed men like Aaron to be the priest.
Uh-huh.
No.
The rabbi, yeah, I'm going to do it. Oh, you said, but Aaron, why?
Yeah.
Because Aaron, when Moses went up on the mountain, the people of Israel came to him and said, we got to make our own God to take us back to Egypt. And he is the brother to Moses, and his brother is the one that has gone to meet with God instead of having patience.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm going to bring all the gold, and guess what? We'll face God for us to go.
Uh-huh.
You hear that?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
And the brother, the gold. gold man, talking about golden cow, Aaron film, when you see it, it looked like they all were get praising God. I don't know that old man, Aaron, whether he had something on cow.
Cow.
Or whether he had something on I think he was trying to preach to.
Yeah.
We got him right now there. Are you there?
Yeah.
But when his brother came back with the Ten Commandments in his hand and he was angry, why you do this? Aaron, because he's from the line of Seth. Came running, said, he said, I repent, I come to my brother. I come back to my God.
Okay.
I'm not going to go back to Egypt no more.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
It is that Aaron, Moses finished building the house, then God said, let your brother Aaron be the high priest. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
I will not do it. Hey, somebody who disappointed me, that I'm not going to say, go in my house and be there. No. But you see what God does.
Yeah.
You see, when we talk about the grace of God, it's nothing new. It started in the Garden of Eden.
Started there.
So, Aaron was there to have food with his children. But this is how they used to worship. There was no song in the tabernacle. If anybody tells you that, please let me know so I will learn it. But I tell you what I've got for so long. I never found out one yet. All right. So far, no. But what they would do when they start somewhere for about a year, and the tabernacle in the middle of the people of Israel, when the glory of God comes down upon the tabernacle, then every family will leave their home and stand outside to their toe, and they fold their hand. You, your children, your wife, you'll fold your hand, and only Moses alone will walk in the tabernacle. Now, when the glory be there for about 10 minutes, everybody will not go anywhere. Everyone will be sitting in the nation until when the glory disappears, then before you go to your house. So during the time of the tabernacle, there was no song. But when Ezra said they wanted to be like other nations around them, you know that story. Many of you are scholars here, yes? You know it more than me. Praise the Lord. When Ezra said, we want to be like other nations, and King Saul was selected to be the first king. And after King Saul failed, then God himself raised up a young man called David. David was a shepherd boy. You know that story. You know it. A little boy, nobody cared for him. He was on the farm, and the baby boys then, the first son, the second, they all in town, they enjoy him because David, you can be able to take care of the sheep. But the person you don't count in the family can be somebody.
Yes,
sir. Sometimes we don't understand that. The person you don't count. We have to wait for God's time in everything we do. The prophet went and anointed this young man. And he became, because become king is not, that's a different teaching. But what I want to point there is that when he became king of Israel, David was a real artist. Great singer. But you know where he's from? From the household of Seth. Are you there?
Yeah.
Singing started from the household of King. But because of the continuous sinfulness and unwilling to repent in the household of sin, God finally raised up David in the household of what? Seth, to be the next singer in Israel. Now, when David took over, you can read that from Chronicles. You will read all that there in Chronicles 25, and you can just read the whole thing. David became king, and he himself was a great singer. David is the one that brought reform in music. David said, well, in the tabernacle, there was no music, but God put music in my heart, and God made me king, and I was sent to God. There will be 400 choirs, so not 2,000 choirs, so not 5, sinking to the glory of God. And you know, some of the things that we don't understand about David, we said David was a man after God's own heart. How can you say to me that when a man was a great warrior? But we say that because he was fighting the battle for Jesus Christ, not his own battle. Hallelujah! He put the song in place. Yeah. Then he got a whole the Levi. He said the whole family of when he said the family of Levi is that you got Nima County. It's like you have Bond County. Everybody there, they are from one tribe. Right?
Yeah.
That's how it was. The Levites, more than so many, I don't know how many million, they were the sinker. They were the ones that cared for the house of God. 2,000 will come on duty and they praise God for a few hours. There are not going to come. And King David himself will take his guitar and he will start ringing some strange sounds. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So what I'm going to tell you here concerning war, God entered it by what? Bringing it back into the household of Seth, the son of Jesse, David the king of Israel. God bless him with songs and singing. And he reformed, he brought great reform in singing. What we're singing today, that's good. All right. That's very good. But it was a duty. It was a job that the people had. And they would sing. They would sing. They would sing to the glory of God. Hallelujah. 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 King David brought reform. But then after you get to know now the origin of songs, then we come to see what song does. You know, I want to give you one major thing. Song can bring great revival in the church. A song can do so many things, but as I talk about it, you will hear more. Hallelujah. Song can bring great revival in the church. When choir, when you put yourself together, when I say put yourself together, let me explain it. If you are singing in the choir, Saturday night, if you are married, you must get different bed. When you are preparing yourself to go on duty on Sunday morning, to sing to the glory of God, you put yourself aside. And that night you pray for yourself and for the members of the choir. Some of the choir, you know, what they think about singing Sunday morning, and they go cry before I got, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And they take it out, no prayer, nothing. You get the song has already started. 20 minutes. You come to the door, put your hand in the choir gun, and you run it in the choir again.
Hallelujah.
Are you prepared to? No, you're not prepared. When you get there, you will start sleeping straight. Yeah. You get there, you start sleeping. Sometimes the reason you say I gotta go because see that man that the way he's sitting down to his seat. He can be checking all the choir. When he tell you don't see me, don't do it because I will check. That's a wrong concept of singing. Do it because God gave you the gift to do it.
Yes.
Do it because you are called. And I'm happy to be a preacher. And I'm happy to be that. I took many years to study. I'm so, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not doing that because I want somebody to give me money. I'm not doing that because I want somebody to pay me a salary. No.
Yes.
I'm doing that because God called me to do it.
Yes.
In fact, for 34 and a half years, I didn't even get any gift from my church. 34 and a half years. But praise God right now. When the people kind of post on in my pocket, I said, praise the Lord. I used to get out before. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said, praise the Lord. I used to get out before. 34 and some more years. Now, in this year, hey, Father.
there, you were different.
Hallelujah. Yeah. If they don't get it, no trouble. I won't hold it. Because I'm not on salary. People gave me gift. You can't hold somebody responsible to it. You don't want to bring the gift after it. You don't be the one who will bring it. No! They did not give them what you forced me out of the person. That's why many churches are empty because the pastor is not. He said, I need my money. You never paid me for 3 months, so I got to look for a different church. We are not called to be paid.
Amen.
You want to get that? Read my book. Read this book. People in America, they've been struggling with this book. And nobody can stand before you argue. All the scholars, they read it. I said, I stand for argument. I stand for argument, but they can't.
Amen.
They can't. The book be online now for over five years. Nobody can argue. Because people want to do what they want to do. They don't want to follow scripture. Praise the Lord. David was a great man of God. If you are in the church, choir, prepare yourself. The song can be effective when you prepare yourself. When you sing. You see something happen here this afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were singing and the glory of God started moving from you, I didn't even take the pulpit. It started all over.
Yes.
You didn't see that? Maybe you are blind. Because when you sing from your heart, one of the most important songs does is the glory of God will come down.
Yes.
And when the glory of God comes down, my dear friend, you know what will happen?
No.
let me clarify this. Spiritual song. Spiritual song. Because we got other songs that we can sing. And then when I was a little boy coming up, there was a witch doctor in our home. Is it called Desibo? I never called his name. Alright. Desibo was coming in my father's town. And then we the children will come around just to sing to eat. Because all the goat and the sheep and the chicken, man will run it behind it at night to kill it and eat it. Man, that's a fuck. Praise the Lord. But they will start singing, and Desibo will start demonstrating, and the evil spirit will come down upon him. So you gotta be careful now. Because there are some people who had an evil spirit, and they call themselves pastor, they call themselves a healer. When you go in, your blessed those leaves follow them. Yeah. They got all kind of black in their heart for you to lick it off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But songs is important. I have seen many times when the people, but God sinking, you know, when you're sinking from here, you will see what will happen in the bureau churches.
Yeah.
Because when you see what the glory of God will begin in the choir.
Yeah.
Then before the pastor will come up, the glory of God will descend upon the pastor.
Yeah.
And before he will open your mouth, it is in the pew. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It is in the pew, church. Yeah. Song. It's so good. It's so wonderful. You know, let me tell you one thing about David. David did some terrible pain. I don't want to go into all that. He took a man, wife, and killed a man. But he got trouble about that. God dealt with him. That's a dumb story. But when God said, David, I'm going to punish you. Those of you that got problems, and then you are from this other free woman, that other free woman. When you see that everything is done, that's the witchcraft thing going on in our society. You, as a choir, you need not to go to anybody. All you do, take your tambourine and begin to sing all the songs of Zion and praise God and say, God, get me here.
Amen.
But God says, David, I'm going to punish you.
Yeah.
He will agree. But who is he to say no? But David will get in the corner. He will get out his guitar. The way he can sit down. Then he start giving some strange sound. He start breaking it. He start sinking to God. He said, God, you know me. You promised me. Even though I have done wrong, I know what I've done. I can't stand before you. I don't deserve to be king anymore. But you are God Almighty.
Yeah.
You see God Almighty?
Yeah.
The God Almighty is the Almighty God of grace.
Yeah.
See that? He's the Almighty God. He's the God of grace. When David starts sinking and sinking and sinking, there's something happening in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the heaven. The scripture says, there are 24 elders that are on the throne of God.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Nami.
Yeah.
Then the elders that are surrounding, they will look back and say, God Almighty, even though David is in a tight spot, David has gone wrong.
Yeah.
But I want you to listen.
Yeah.
And then he will start breaking the real tune that God
loves.
He will start bringing the real tune that God loves.
Yeah.
Then all the elders will start smiling.
Yeah.
Then go all by and say, send that boy back home.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is just a piece of cake for me. Just send it back home.
Yeah.
Because he got a gift.
Yeah.
You got a gift of you, but you'll be delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to the hippo to make your holy bow. All that holy bow until you can do.
the holy bar?
Yeah.
Then the man will make me start. You, the woman, they sent your wife and you said you will bring some in the room. The woman, they sent your wife. Then you said, well, I got hold of all your money. Let me rub it on you. How you would rub it? Somebody said, that's his wife. We hold it. Sometimes we stay in the room. Songs is great when it is unto the Lord. Song is terrible when it is unto the devil. Because some of the people that we knew when we're coming up, when you're singing, you do what you say, okay, you're fireman. All the bass, then you will be dancing. Then you say, he's a powerful man, but where are they today?
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Yes! Song in the evil world, when you see it, you want to renew that. But I got good news for you. Songs in the house of God is everlasting.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something good news before I say that quiet. And whenever I talk to them, I say I want to be the choir boy. Hey, I'm too old now for it. I need a trap.
Okay.
I need a trap. Choir. Let me see all the pastors here. Pastor. Let me see all the teachers. Let me see all the missionaries. Let me see all the archer, all the officers in the church. Wow. I raise my hand.
Yeah.
You know what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
In heaven, we get no job. No job for us.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yes.
You know, I'm already right here. So I want to tell you the choir now.
Yes.
Because who am I going to preach to in heaven?
No way.
No sinner.
Yeah.
Nobody will get sick for pastor to come visit.
No.
Nobody will have me to say I'm hungry. But the Bible says we all will be quiet and sing to the glory of God.
Yeah.
When we went to Grand Prix in 1985, I think 85 or 87, and I visited, I think it was 6 or 7 towns, and each town we were there for 4 days, and I had 4 days preaching and we passed. It was non-stop. After that, when we came back, we got to GI in Durham, and the late Pastor Zamin was alive.
Yeah.
We spent the night there, I think it was about 2 days. Then he gave me his bed for me to sleep. And I was sleeping in his bed. I was sleeping. The place was dark. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But when I saw myself, I was somewhere in the glory alone. I looked around. I said, oh, praise God, I'm here. Let me remain here for good.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to remain here. Oh, I love this place.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Then somebody say, okay, sing now.
What's up, I'm not quiet.
But I'm not quiet. Everybody said, you can sing. They hold me. What's up, I'm not quiet. I said, you can sing. Get raise a song. I said, okay. I don't know what kind of song I raise, but when I raise that song, I started singing, I need you to see the glory of them moving the place. I said, oh God, thank you. Let me remain young again. I'll open my eyes. I'll hit my name. Yes. Oh! What brought me back to this house? I want to remain over there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Choir, you got a. God gave you a great calling. You should be proud of what you are doing. Think from here.
The glory of God will move and bless you.
Okay, we are about to go, but let me say to you, I've said a lot of things that you listen to in the preaching. But I want you to take this home. Choir, when you want to sing, sing from the depth of your heart. Don't miss that. You don't have to worry when there are issues in your life. Once you can sing. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with the people of God forever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let us say thank
just listened to the senior pastor of the Headquarters Church of the Believers, the Reverend Dr. Ara Zalubo Liberty, preach from the text, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 to 2, and the theme, See What Song Does. The message you just listened to was preached at the close of the 35th Convention of the National Choir Association here at the Faith in Christ Church of the Believers, GSA Road, Painesville, Liberia. If you desire of worshiping with us, we are located opposite the Don Bosco Youth Center in the Matadi Estate. Our worship service starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 12:30 p.m. Thanks for listening today. We will be back next week, same time, same station. I am Afra Jeezy, the producer. Bye-bye. Your